This is Peter and Terry, Terry Gorman, and we are talking on the 8th of June, 2025, and we're going to be talking about his work with Bookshare and the making of the ELW in available in refreshable Braille. So, Terry, you have been blind for all of your life, is that right?
That's right. I was one of those RLF babies. I know they use a different, I think they call it ROP nowadays. And so I had light perception only for a number of years. And then at about age 26, I lost that, so I have not had any, not even light perception since then.
And that was, what, 50 years ago?
That's true. I'm 76 now, so that is right.
And that I first met Terry at the Wisconsin School for the Visually Handicapped. It's now called Wisconsin School for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Janesville, Wisconsin. And Terry was a very accomplished violinist, and he was very accomplished at all kinds of things, but he was sort of known for being a violinist and a piano player when he was here. After you left school, that you worked for the IRS for a period of time?
That's right. I had a couple of jobs, minor jobs before that, but the major job for me was starting with IRS in 1974, and then in Cleveland, and then working in Chicago until 2006, when they closed down the phone unit there, and I decided to stay in Chicago rather than move to another place. And I had 31 years in, so I was able to retire at that point. And then I, once I retired, I began, let's see, a period of about 4 years, sort of doing a lot of bicycling on a tandem bike, and then. Let's see, we retired in 2006. In 2010, then, I decided to volunteer for Bookshare. So there was a four-year span of time where I didn't do any Bookshare work, and then starting in 2010, Bookshare began to be a full-time thing for me. When I wasn't bicycling, I was doing Bookshare.
Okay, and can you tell us what Bookshare is?
Bookshare is an organization that was set up to make books available to anyone who cannot read due to either a visual impairment or because of dyslexia. They need to, in dyslexia, you know, you have to be listening to and reading at the same time in order to get the information. And it's also available to people who cannot hold a book. So, and Bookshare, originally it started as a place where volunteers would scan and make books available, and then another person would proofread the book. But now Bookshare has evolved into an organization where publishers submit their books automatically to the organization. Not every publisher, but many, many, many publishers. Bookshare has over a million books in its collection now.
So, and that Bookshare, one of the things is that it is now available in not just in synthetic voice, but it's available in refreshable Braille, so that with a refreshable Braille reader that you can download all kinds of books that and have them available that have never been available in the past.
That's right. It's really amazing, because when I was growing up, we had a very small amount of books, and now people who have access to Bookshare have the world available to them. And it is an electronic platform. You basically download the book, and you get to keep the book. You don't have to return it when you're finished with it. You can keep it as long as you want. And the book can be read either in an EPUB file or an MS Word file or an audio file or a special Braille file. And people, of course, have to be certified to use Bookshare. They have to send in doctor statements and be approved to use the service. There's an annual fee of $80 a year, but some people, for example, people who are students in the United States have their K through 12, I believe, have their memberships for free, and then if you're a college student in the U.S., you also have a free membership. Some states in the United States pay for memberships, and then some foreign countries pay for memberships, because under the convention, what's that, Moroccan, the Marrakesh
Treaty.
Under the Marrakesh Treaty, now, books are available worldwide that are produced for people in these categories that we mentioned earlier.
So, and most recently, I am really excited about the fact that Terry has been one of the proofreaders for the Evangelical Lutheran Worship book, and that he called me one day and asked, he said, I'm proofreading this book, and if it'll help, that I will continue working on it. And it was Lutheranism in North America, and I have really enjoyed reading through that book again. I had it in print when I could see, and it's a great resource book to continue using. But so how did you get involved in doing worship books? Because you've done more than just the Evangelical Lutheran Worship book.
I grew up in a sort of a religious environment. When I was a kid, I remember I read the Bible all the way through, and one of those annual things where you read the Bible. Of course, when you read the Bible at such a young age, you understand some things, but there's an awful lot that you don't understand that you would understand differently later. But I did have this involvement, and also remember when you're young, you're just soaking up all this information so easily. It's like learning a language, it's so easy when you're young. So I'm soaking up all these things. I'm reading and singing hymns in church. In the younger days, of course, you had to copy out a hymn. If you were going to church, you copied out the hymn manually, and getting a list of hymns in advance as to what they would be singing. So I had a lot of knowledge of religious things. And the thing about proofreading is that it's much easier to do proofreading when you are pretty much of an expert in the subject. And I have a memory for languages. I've taken some Spanish and some German and some French over the years, and then my involvement with classical music has exposed me to Italian and Spanish and even a little Portuguese. So with that kind of knowledge set, soaking up all these things, and knowing names of the Bible and knowing all the religious words, it's very easy and quick, actually, to proofread. The other thing about these books is we're doing books that don't have music, because music notation is not really reasonable to scan. So what we're doing is we're using the large print editions that the publisher has produced and doing words only, and so the edition that Bookshare has will enable someone to, as we said in the description of the book, they can either lead a hymn sing or they can participate in a hymn sing with the electronic edition. What prompted me to look at the hymnals recently is that a friend of mine who is blind was telling me that he's carding an 8-volume set of Braille books, hard copy Braille, and that's a lot of material to be carting around. And the U.S. government, through the Library of Congress, has made available to any Braille reader who would like to have it a small e-reader. It's a 20-cell Braille display, and these books have the ability to load the Lutheran hymnal in about 1 second. Even the complete text of the Bible can be loaded in about 3 to 4 seconds. So this is, it's not the same as hard copy. Hard copy is, to me, the best as far as reading quickly and moving around the text, but the electronic edition is easy because it's portable, and as long as a person can be happy with that mode of reading, it's very good to have it. Also, you can do word searching and you know, in an electronic edition, which you can't really do in a paper edition quite the same way.
And I would just like to say that this is absolutely remarkable for me that Terry just finished the proofreading the ELW a couple of weeks ago, and that at a worship service I was at just recently, that they had a hymn sing, and it's the first time since I lost my sight this time, so in 15 years that being able to participate in a hymn sing was even possible, and that with using the e-reader that I was able to not just find the hymns, but that get to the hymns, and I was able to get to the next hymn that we were singing before my wife Susan, who sees, before she could find the hymn in the hymnal, that I'd already had the hymn completely loaded and ready to go for the community singing. So this is an amazing tool that has been made available, and anybody who has access to Bookshare now has access to the Evangelical Lutheran Worship Book, as well as other worship resources from other denominations, and the new Revised Standard Version of the Bible is available, and as well as the new Revised Standard Version Updated Edition. These are all amazing, amazing gifts to the blindness community, and that low vision and other print disabled people, and that I'm here to really thank Terry for all the work that he's done. This is tireless work, but that I thank you greatly for all of that work, and I know that other blind people are going to benefit from this. Thank you for your time today, and we will be in touch.
Thank you, Peter. I've enjoyed doing the work, and I've had lots more to do.
There's always more.
There's always more.
Yeah. So, thank you.